Promise Press, an imprint of Barber Publishing Incorporated, presents Daily Disciples by Dr. David B. Wardell and Jeffrey A. Lever. I'm Greg Wheatley. Prologue. Dreaming. A man. A fearful man. A tormented conscience. A series of denials from his own lips for that which yet he knows is the most important thing in his life. How could this happen? Tears. Then more tears. Anguish. He can't stand it. A man confounded by his conflicted moments of passion and zeal, hesitancy and doubt. What will he do? Peter, shoulder to shoulder with other early disciples, will go on to become one of the foremost communicators of the message of Christ. In the court is a woman who lives in pain. She has money and worldly influence, but that is never enough to heal her hurt, fill her void. Not only has she suffered from physical pain in her life, but emotionally she's been devastated as well. She was sickened to see that a holy man was just beheaded for speaking the truth to some in her social circle. Worse, some very close to her were involved in this savage act. Her life is uncertain, filled with pain. What will happen to her? Where can she turn? Joanna turns to Christ as a follower and disciple of Him and eventually becomes one of the women present at the resurrection. Failure. Nearly everyone has lost trust in him. He is only a young man, once so close to ostensible greatness, but while others in his fold pressed on, he quit. Quit. For no good reason. No regrets, the young man tried to tell himself at first. His denial didn't work. Will anyone ever have faith in him again? Is failure final? Will he ever accomplish anything of value in this world? After all, he's now well known as a person not worth believing in. Mark gets another chance, because Barnabas, a brother in Christ, never gives up on him. Mark goes on to recommit himself to Christ and live as a true disciple. His life is no longer a failure. Today, he is known as one of the four gospel writers. She is a woman in a culture where widespread respect for her gender simply doesn't exist. And yet, she is known throughout her community for her kindness and generosity toward others. Despite all the stumbling blocks in her way as a female, she's committed herself to overcoming prejudice, to having a soft heart regardless of circumstance, to loving others. She's committed herself to serving the one and only. Something grave is about to descend upon her. Illness? Death? A life of good intentions, will it be for naught? Tabitha, in her darkest hour, is touched and healed by a disciple. As a disciple of Christ herself, she goes on to become an even greater witness to others than she had been before she fell ill. Another young man agonizes with anxiety about his life circumstances. He has strong beliefs deep inside. He wants to do something with them. He doesn't know where to start. He's confounded. The culture he walks in daily is all wrong, oppressive, dangerous. Two older men he looked up to, were beaten and left for dead. Worse, this took place in his own backyard, a community environment he lives in but feels powerless against. Many hate the very things the young man holds dear. What will he do? How can he overcome? His natural timidity and fear leave him frustrated and listless. Through Christ and the encouragement of other disciples, Timothy overcame his fear. By being alongside other disciples, he grew up in his faith and made a difference in the early days of the church. He grew so much, in fact, that he went on to teach and correct other disciples. Like these men and women, do you struggle to overcome the problems in your life? Does the weakness of your own nature trip you up again and again? Do you find yourself wondering if there is an answer for your life's problems? Is there hope? How can a miracle be worked? A change? Someone once lived who made a difference, the ultimate difference. Some called him teacher. They bore witness to the healing power of his hands. All it took was a mere touch. He could cure even the worst ailment. Yet more incredible, he could do even the impossible. He had the power to overcome death. Still, some hated him, mocked him, feared him. He was either the best thing ever available to the human race or the most deluded individual ever to walk. Despised, beloved. During his time on earth, many desperately needed miracles in their lives. Words cannot begin to capture their level of desperation. He delivered. Crowds were drawn to him. The religious plotted against him. Through it all, he remained steadfast, solid in purpose, a model for everyone. He never encountered a single soul in need of a miracle beyond what he could do for them. He lived for everyone, for all time, an example. Today, he still brings hope to all people, all of us who at one point or another, for one reason or another, need a miracle in our lives. He is someone who will deliver us from the darkness. A Savior, a teacher, someone we can learn from, the teacher. He left behind a legacy. He left behind a model for life. The answer to our lives' confusion lies in him. And as his body on earth, his church, we carry this answer to each other. If we follow in his footsteps, we are his disciples. His Spirit lives in our lives, giving us the strength to disciple others, to reach out to others with encouragement and hope.